Hello, I'm Mrs. Elo, and you are on to Oti Stories. Oti Stories is a world of interesting, inspiring, and amazing faith-based stories. And you can connect with us by subscribing to our Telegram channel, t.me/OtiStories, or by visiting our website, otistories.com. This story that you're about to listen to is titled Open Doors. Are you an entrepreneur or a business person who has been experiencing real difficulties or challenges? Have you tried all you could to succeed at what you do, but to no avail? This story is just what you need. Now, here's the story. 2 years ago, the company where I worked began to downsize. A lot of the employees were laid off, and I happened to be one of those unfortunate employees that got sacked. It was really a very tough time for me. I didn't see it coming, and I never expected I could be sacked because I was very hardworking, punctual, and innovative. In fact, the company was able to secure 2 multi-million dollar contracts through my efforts. Yet, I was thrown off along with the lazy bones. Well, a few days after, I became very worried about how to sell the goods I had got about a year ago. It happened that I got the items so I could sell them and eventually get into business full time. So after I lost my job, I decided to sell them because I had gotten them at a good price. And I would be making 300% profit on them when I sell them. So I immediately launched into trying to market them. I placed adverts online. I went into the streets with them. I did all manner of things just to have them sold. I continued for 6 months. And guess what? None of them were bought. I had really begun to run out of money. And I was also very discouraged. So, I quietly packed up the business and decided to scout for an alternative to make money till I found something. On the other hand, scouting for a job was not yielding any results at all. It was a very dark time for me. Then shortly after, I had a dream. That night, I felt so bad and sorry for myself. It was as if someone had cursed me, or I was under some sort of curse, a family curse. I can remember that after crying all the tears in my eyes that night, I laid on my bed and said a brief prayer. I said, "Father, I know you are a good God. Please, prove it in my life. Make me financially stable again. In Jesus' name, amen." And then, I closed my eyes. That night, I had a very strange dream that turned my life around. And I would like to share this dream with you. I saw a man in white. Permit me to be silent on the details of his appearance. He was with a bowl filled to the brim with blood. He walked towards me. Then he said to me, "Do you believe I died for you to be free from every curse and for you to live in total victory?" I looked at him for a while and then I replied, "What would believing that do for me? Have I not served you for 10 years now? What do I get? I have lost my job and I'm a total failure in business. I hear of the miracles that you perform in the lives of others. Why is my case different?" After I was done speaking, he said to me again, "Do you believe I died for you to be free from every curse and for you to live in total victory?" At that moment, I knew there was something more to that question. So I told him, "I believe, but I am feeling frustrated now because of all this." "Well, I have answered your question. Please answer mine. Why is my case different?" "I sincerely believe that you have died for me to be free from every curse and for me to live in total victory. But my life doesn't show for it." At that moment, I noticed that there was now a big screen standing in front of me. And on the screen was a movie of my life in series and episodes. Immediately, I was shown how I had toiled and toiled, and then how I had cried that night, prayed, and slept off. I was also shown the interaction I was having with this man in my dream. But something strange happened. Immediately it got to the point where I had said, "I sincerely believe that you have died for me to be free from every curse and for me to live in victory." Something happened. There was a sudden pause on the screen. And then everything got formatted right there on the screen. On the previous episodes of my life was written, "Blood washed." I saw before my very eyes how the blood that was in that bowl erased everything gradually but immediately. It kept moving from one episode to another, washing them all till it got to the current episode where I had the dream. But surprisingly, it kept moving to the future episodes that were still locked. It opened them, and on each of them was written, "Blood bought." And then some future episodes were open to me to see. I was also given the opportunity to see what it was before and what it was after it became blood bought. On every episode, there were similar occurrences. Before, someone would deny me an opportunity or decline my proposals to them. And then, on the after, I would see the same scene. And not just that, the person who denied me the opportunity in the before grants me the opportunity happily. I had their full support and extra opportunities. Again, the person who declined my proposal didn't just approve it in the after, but he gave me more than enough financial assistance to execute that project to my advantage. Time will not permit me to discuss other occurrences I was privileged to watch. But by the time I woke up, I found out that I had only slept for just an hour. I jumped up with joy. I kept rejoicing. I kept rejoicing. I kept praising God for the death and resurrection of Jesus just for me. It all began to seem more personal to me than ever. I kept telling myself and reminding myself that I believe that Christ has paid it all for me, and that the blood of Jesus is speaking for me always and even now. Every time I faced a negative situation, I kept speaking and reassuring myself that the blood of Jesus has been shed for me and is speaking for me concerning that situation. I would also go further to command the situation to align with the blood of Jesus for me. 2 weeks after I had that dream, people who I had marketed my goods to began to call for purchase. Surprisingly, they were all calling for bulk purchases. Demand exceeded supply eventually. So one day, out of curiosity, I asked some of my clients why they preferred to wait till I restock to purchase those items when they could actually purchase them elsewhere. Guess what they said? They all told me that they had tried it before and that they realized that items they buy from me sell faster than the same items that they buy elsewhere. Indeed, the blood of Jesus is speaking for me. Wow, that's the end of the story, and I know that you have been blessed by it. Indeed, the blood of Jesus has been shed for you. The blood of Jesus has washed your past and bought your future. You live a blood-washed life. Now it is your right and heritage to do well in life, but it starts by you believing it and speaking it. As we saw in the story, when the person declared that he believed that Jesus had shed his blood for him, to be free from the curse and to live a life of victory. His life turned around. His past became blood washed and his future became blood bought. And that was it. Anytime you face any negative situation in your life, all you need to do is speak that the blood of Jesus has been shed for you and is speaking for you. Command that situation to align with the blood of Jesus for you. It is your heritage. Wow. I've been indeed blessed by this story. And I want to say thank you for listening to this story. I look forward to having you in my next story next week. God bless you. I love you. See you next Sunday.